at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple Prayer Line at 9:30 a.m. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from Evangelist Julia Dudley, a former member and one of our women's conference speakers from Adana, Georgia. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
What are you doing with the life that God has given you?
Right.
And now that you're over on his side, what are you doing now that you are professing salvation? You've been saved from something. We're connected to the Creator. He's created us fearfully and wonderfully. He does awesome things. What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? The question I want to ask is, now that you think you're thinking about it, okay, well, I'm doing this. Everybody can say they're doing something. I'm not here to say you're not doing anything. But what the Lord sent me here to encourage you with is, what is your true capacity? What is your real capacity? What is capacity? Capacity is the amount that something can contain. Glory to God. You mean to tell me you got 40,000 miles of blood vessels and all that running through there, but what have you put in it? Glory to God. What is it doing for us? What is it? What is it doing for you? It's the amount that something can produce. That there are many times that opportunities present themselves to us and we can't take advantage of the opportunity sometime because it's the wrong timing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We don't have enough money to go with the opportunity. We don't have enough knowledge. Come on. Or sometimes you're just insecure.
Right.
Come on. So what is your, we're not able to take advantage of the opportunities that present itself to us because our capacity to hold it is too small. I know I hollered a little bit this morning. We might get there. But your capacity to hold it, it ain't deep enough. Glory to God. Just stick with me, y'all. Stick with me. Your capacity to maintain it, Sister McNutt, is too low. It's too low. So when the Lord said, okay, I want you to preach about capacity, I said, okay, you know, all right. So what you want to talk about? He gave me, we're going to have a quick math class. He gave me the formula. The formula that we learned in school, length times width. Length times width is the area of something. I meant to have a piece of paper. The length times width is an area. This is good right here. Thank you, Jesus. Length times width is the area. When we talk about area, if I lay this right here, this will only cover the width of this paper. Y'all following me? Doesn't matter where I lay the tissue is only gonna cover this as wide as it is. I can try and pour something in the tissue, but it's gonna roll off. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me.
Right.
I can try, if I pour water on the tissue right now, if I pour water on the paper, it's going to roll off. It's only going to be able to cover a certain area because of how wide it is. And the Lord began to tell me that's where half of us are. sit on the front row. I spin around two times and I feel like I done had church. But when I leave out, my house, my life, everything about me is the same. It's on the same level because we just got area, Christine. That's all I got.
All right.
That's all I got.
Good.
I just have area.
All right.
But it's time to come out of area.
Yes.
And I'm going to talk in here. Doesn't matter how old you are. Woo, Jesus. Doesn't matter. It's not about the age.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It's time to come out of area.
Yes.
So, left times width is the flat piece of paper. But if we add, if we add a little height to it, then, you know, it's a little thicker. Y'all see that?
Yeah.
If it was just area, it would be this bottom, whole little bottom part right here.
Yeah.
But when I add a little height, it can look thick, don't it?
Yeah.
And that's what some of us are, too. It's a little, we a little thick. It's a little thickness on us. You know, I can hold so. I can do all that. But my so, it ain't changing my life. My life is still the same. Y'all understand that? We make up most of the church. Y'all know it. Come on now. Come on now. And we got to take these churches to another level. And if we're going to go to another level, y'all, we got to quit being area women. We got to quit being just volume. That was that the height and the width. The length, width, and height, that is the volume. That's we got to quit being that.
Yes, wow. Yes, yes, yes.
But then.
That's good. Yes,
then. It's time to be what God told you to be. Check my time. I'm only about 20 more minutes, please. It's time to be what God has called us to be. And in order to be what God has called us to be, somebody shout deeper. Y'all ain't saying nothing. In order to be what God is calling us to be, we got to go deeper. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Deeper in what, sis? I gotta go deeper in his word. I gotta go deeper with my love for him. I gotta go deeper with the time that I spend with him. I looked at James. That's James, the first chapter, verse 2-4. I looked at it in the Message Bible. Let's look at this. How do I go deeper? You can't go deeper skipping through the tulips every day. The Bible says the way into the kingdom is through trials. I thought I had some of y'all quote that with me. It's through trials and tribulation, sis. That's how we're gonna get in there. If you gonna make it to heaven, you gonna have an issue. Y'all ain't saying that. It's gonna be a problem. Y'all ain't saying that. You gonna have to struggle. Y'all ain't saying that. Everything ain't gonna go the way that you want it to go. James, first chapter, 2-4, Message Bible. It says, consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come to you from all sides. Count it all joy, is what the King James says. When you begin to go through diverse temptations, it says, you know, back to the Message Bible, it says, you know, listen up. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. It says you know that your faith pressure, Mama Mosley. I'm under so much pressure, and I'm trying to hang on that my faith gets forced. It gets pushed. I got so much pressure on me. So I'm so weighted down with trials and tribulations, but at the same time, sis, I'm showing what I'm really made of. My faith is forced into the open, and every time if pressure comes your way and you quit, where is your faith?
All right, that's a word.
Say it.
Faith is what we hope for. It's what the Bible says.
That's what it says.
It's the proof. Isn't that something? My faith is my proof of what I can't see. That means I don't care whether you see it or not.
That's right.
That means I don't care if it, how, what these young people are talking about. Manifest ain't nothing but a bunch of demonology. Y'all ain't saying that.
That's right.
I don't care nothing about that. It's what I believe.
Yeah.
It's forced into the open. I'm showed what I'm made of. Am I just an area saint? Have I just been here for 65 years with no faith? Y'all ain't saying nothing. Do I look the part? Do I look the part? Stepping all over my skirt and got on these medicine stockings trying to look like I'm all deep and holy, but I ain't got nothing. And as soon as something hits my life, I'm ready to quit. Stepping on my skirt with the medicine stockings, and I still have no substance.
No substance.
The scripture, I'm back to the Message Bible. It says next, it says, okay, you know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and it shows its true colors. It's going to show what you really are.
Amen.
And it says, so don't try to get out of anything prematurely.
Right.
Stay there.
Yes. The old saints used to say, stay there.
Yes.
Get on your knees and stay there. Yes. I'm going to kill the spirit of all the times. A little while. Y'all ain't saying that. We don't want to tarry no more.
Yes.
We want to come in here 30 minutes and get on out. And ain't nobody been delivered. Nobody's been set free. We ain't got no new revelation. But tarry there. Try to come out of it prematurely. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. I know it's been 6 years. I know it's been 10 years. I know it's been 15 years. And you're still in it. But I came to encourage you. Stay there. It's working for you. So, I'm thinking about the scripture in 2 Corinthians 4. 17 and 18, and it talks about so what we. Well, I thought you had. I'm gonna let you say it. But it talks about our light and momentary affliction is working in us a far greater glory. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but we fix our eyes on what is not seen. It's easy to quit.
Yes, it is.
I came to encourage the saints. It's easy to quit.
Yes, it is.
I know your children been cutting up for 10 years. Y'all ain't saying nothing. They ain't act right in 15 years. But the hand of the Lord is still on their lives. And if you stay there, you'll see them saved before you shut your eyes. It's time for strong women to be developed and to grow in the maturity of the Lord.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. So It says, don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work. Yes. So you become mature.
Yes.
Yes. You become mature and well developed.
Right.
Not deficient in any way.
That's right.
Well developed.
Yes.
A well-developed saint is a saint that has depth.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Depth. Not area, not just flat. We don't want no flat saint. Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Uh-huh.
We don't want just no thick saint.
Yes.
I want somebody that has some depth.
Yeah.
So that way, when I'm in trouble, Mama Mosby, if you call one of these area saints, y'all ain't saying nothing. When my mama's on her deathbed, God forbid, and I call an area saint, by the time I leave, she's still laying there. Y'all ain't saying nothing. If I call a fake saint, or just a saint with a little hype on them, yeah, they might make me feel good. They might know all the lingo of the church. But when I leave there, my mama's still laying there. But let me call somebody with some depth. When I call somebody with some depth, and they say, depth, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and we command her to rise. I guarantee you, my mama getting up, because we got somebody with some depth. I want to be a woman of depth.
Good.
I want to be a woman of depth.
Yes.
It's time out for looking the part.
Yes.
It's time out for looking the part.
Yes.
I want to be the part.
Yes. That's right.
I get so sick of looking the part.
Yes. That's right.
I want to be the part. The next person that's coming up out the grave, y'all ain't saying nothing. It's because I'm going to be standing over them. Because I'm a woman of depth.
Yeah, say it.
We want to be people of depth. Hallelujah. Later, for all of this other stuff, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. In the end, what does it really matter? What does it really matter? What it is that's all we know. That's all we know. The scripture even encourages us in all your getting.
Get an understanding.
It is. Get an understanding.
That's right.
Get an understanding. Get some knowledge in here. Get some knowledge in your head. This for some of y'all young girls. Get some knowledge in your head, because this right here is only good during this time right here.
Same.
Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. I can't shout at the light bill office. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I can't shout my rent. I got to pay it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That means I gotta have wisdom and discipline about how to hold and maintain my cash. Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Oh, yeah.
You gonna help us?
I need some depth. Depth. Somebody shout depth. I want depth. If God took the time to create and to place in me, I didn't even finish reading half of it. I didn't want to bore you anymore. But I didn't even finish reading half of it. But not only did he place those natural things in you, but there is purpose that is sitting inside of there. And can't nobody get that out but you. Nobody can get that out of you but you. Glory to God. That means you got to step out. You got to step out. Step out. Doesn't matter if it's been done before you. It don't matter if nobody's there to help you. If God is telling you to do it, you got to come on and step out. Because the Bible says, the scripture says, Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of my Father.
It said.
What does that mean? My meat is to do the will of my Father. But what does that mean? Well, the way the Lord gave it to me, when you eat a piece of steak, Mama Judy, that thing sits there. And you're satisfied. You're satisfied for a long time. Now you eat a salad. Eat a salad if you want to. In the next 45 minutes to an hour, you're hungry again. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And what I want to encourage you, until you move in purpose, you'll always be dissatisfied. Because satisfaction comes with doing his will. Fulfilling purpose is what satisfies me. Fulfilling purpose, I don't have to be paid for it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Fulfilling purpose, I don't have to have a big crowd. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Fulfilling purpose, I don't have to be in the limelight. All I got to be doing is what God called me to do. And when I'm fulfilling purpose, it doesn't matter how Aunt Linda does it. I know what my purpose is. And I can do it the only way I can do it. Now, if you want something else, then you call that person. But as long as you call me, that's what you got. Because that's all I can do, sis.
That's right.
That's all right.
That's all.
That's good. I'm only doing this thing me.
That's right.
Lord have mercy.
That's right.
I can't tell you how many years I struggled with being me. Yeah. Trying to be what people, y'all ain't saying nothing. Trying to be what people wanted me to be. I began to think about that thing. I said, you know what? I've been having problems with this thing all my life. Even as a little girl, my mother had to intercede with me as a little girl with a grown woman because she didn't like the fact that I could sing. And so I've always had the issue with somebody not liking me for who or what I was or whatever, this and that. And I kept trying to tweak myself. Do you know how crazy you would be trying to tweak yourself, trying to fit in to everybody you meet? How you better learn how to be who you are. Holler back. I'll see you. Because I can't let nothing stop me from fulfilling purpose.
That's right.
That's the most important thing. This right here ain't purpose. And don't get me wrong, I love to pick them up and put them down. But when I need something, this isn't the only thing that gets it. I got to get deeper.
That's right.
Yes.
That's all I came to do. Got to go deeper. Glory to God. We got to get deeper. The music don't make me deeper. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. The crowd don't make me deeper. Hallelujah. The way I look don't make me deeper. My trials and tribulations are working for me. And can I tell you, we done had some. Y'all ain't talking to me.
Yes.
I told you this morning, we look better than what we really been through. Huh? That's how you know your faith is worth something. Huh? God knows how to make you look like you ain't been through nothing.
That's right.
And you done been through hell and high water. Wrote the check, got the stamp to prove it. You done been through something. I'm not just talking about me, I'm talking about you. Ain't you been through something?
Yeah.
All right then. You done been through something. And the reason why it didn't take you out is because purpose is smeared all over you. Hallelujah. I'm going to another level. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. If you hadn't took your own life, you wouldn't have been here to write the song now, would you? But you said not so. Hallelujah. Purpose. Purpose is what keeps me going. When everything else in me says quit, call it quits. But it's my purpose. Purpose works even when you ain't. Your purpose is at work, Christine. Even when you are not.
Yeah.
It's moving. It's operating.
Yeah.
It's turning over in you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Your purpose is what's keeping you here.
Yes.
Lose your purpose. And you've lost it all.
That's right. That's right.
Lose your purpose.
Yeah.
And you've lost it all. I just want to encourage you. Go deeper. Whatever you've been doing, it's time to do more.
Yes.
Glory to God. Whatever you've been thinking, it's time to get it out of here and get it in the line of your sight. It's time to get it out of here and I just got so much in me. It's just so much in me, I just can't get it. Start with something. Can I help you? Start with something. It's time to start with something. It's time to get moving. We don't have all day.
Right.
And half of us, I tell you, we on the other back side of life. When I got past 50, I started looking at things differently.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm on the back side of life now. I ain't got time to play. Either you're coming or you're going. Because after a while, my knees and my feet, I ain't gonna be able to do all this right here.
Amen.
I'm gonna be one of them mothers sitting on like Mama Judy, sitting over here looking pretty and just waving my hand. But while I've got the purpose and the activity, you can rest assured.
Yes.
I'm gonna fulfill it.
Yes.
And so will you. It's time. It's a whole, Lord Jesus, it's a whole, our thought life, where we think, it's a whole, it's just a perfect world up here, ain't it? Y'all follow me?
Amen.
Honey, I can think, my thought life, everything is perfect in there.
Yeah.
I'm just laying on the beach.
Yeah.
We on the yacht, Kim.
Yeah.
We in Belize, and we just laying there. We having a good time and telling the chef what we want, and my son is successful, and my husband got 3 or 4 food trailers. That's all in my thought life. But I got to come out of there, y'all ain't saying nothing.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.